free legal help is invaluable to people who can't afford it and who need advocates, who need the help. So we are joined by Inner City Law Center. They are around Skid Row, and they are the only center there with free legal aid in the many areas that they do it in housing and working with veterans and seniors and low-income families and people who are homeless. So with us is Melissa Tyner. She's the director of Inner City Law Center's Homeless Veterans Program. Welcome, Melissa.
Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
Thanks for joining us and for everything that you're doing for the community in downtown, the downtown area. So can you introduce us to Inner City Law Center? Tell us about some of the programs and what you guys do there and the fact that you're the only ones.
Sure. So Inner City Law Center was started in 1980. A young law graduate from UCLA, a homegrown hero, you could say, named Nancy Minty, graduated and moved down into the Catholic Workers Kitchen and started delivering legal services to the folks in Skid Row who were accessing food and meals and other things there. She was providing all kinds of free legal services in the really a kind of a rusty construction trailer wherever she could get space. And that organization that she started has grown now to over 40 staff, including a mix of attorneys, paralegals, and other folks who provide free legal services to the residents in Skid Row, as well as more broadly the Los Angeles community.
So it's really grown into different services now, right?
It has. It's expanded quite a bit.
Yeah, and there's a big need for it in the area of the Skid Row area, right?
Unfortunately, yes. We are the sole legal services office located in Skid Row, although our reach goes beyond that. We're providing legal services in other places throughout Los Angeles. Fortunately, we're one of many providers of legal services generally, but the only one with offices in that area.
And you're also working to solve the homeless problem.
That's right. Many projects in our office are working on homelessness prevention, as well as pulling people out of homelessness. And that looks a few different ways for us. So part of our office does work with eviction prevention, making sure families stay housed. In a community where rents are skyrocketing, folks are increasingly incentivized to clear their buildings of, you know, maybe lower income tenants, putting a large number of people here at risk. And of course, the other side of that, providing services, including assistance with income stabilization to groups like homeless veterans or other folks who are experiencing homelessness to pull them off the street and into stable housing and care.
And you specifically work with the Veterans Homeless Project, right?
That's correct.
Tell us about that.
So my work with the Homeless Veterans Project, we provide free legal services to homeless veterans in the community. Los Angeles, unfortunately, has the shameful title of being the homeless veteran capital of the nation. There are more homeless veterans here than anywhere else. And that group of folks have a wide range of legal needs that often need to be met before they can become fully stabilized in housing and care. So that could mean, you know, they've been unlawfully denied access to care and treatment and compensation from the Veterans Administration. That could mean that they are perhaps facing an eviction and need assistance with that. So those legal interventions look different from client to client.
It depends on their individual need.
That's right.
Many of them suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, right? And then also brain injury.
That's right. A large number of the homeless veterans that we work with are impacted by post-traumatic stress, by traumatic brain injury, or by other impactful mental health issues.
Are they able to pursue the benefits, a lot of these benefits on their own? Is that difficult? That's where you step in?
That is where we step in. Oftentimes for a homeless veteran who really on a day-to-day is just navigating the most basic of needs, right? Shelter, food.
Yes.
To healthcare. Also have to navigate often through a mental health disability, the Byzantine bureaucracy that is the VA is too much of a hurdle. And we often find too that because of the mental health issues, these cases seem to be denied on a more frequent basis. So it's our role to step in and be the attorney, be the advocate, the person the veteran can turn to fight for them.
It's a good thing that you guys are there helping veterans who deserve the help. You know, they helped us, they were there for us, and we should be there for them. It's very hard for them to get some of the benefits that they're entitled to.
That's right. That's right. I think we as a community and certainly as a nation agreed long ago to care for the veterans who come home, whatever their injuries might be. And unfortunately, what we see is a very, very large system. I mean, the VA is second in size only to the Department of Defense that has trouble delivering services to particularly to, you know, homeless individuals with impactful mental health issues. So it's our job as attorneys to make sure that that is happening and to make sure that the veteran is receiving the compensation, housing, and health care that they need and deserve.
Mm-hmm. How can the veterans or people who know the veterans who need help, because sometimes they're on the street and they don't know how to get to you, do you have outreach or how does that part work if they want to come access services?
So fortunately, we rely exclusively on our existing community partners who are often sheltering veterans from the street, maybe providing urgent medical care to refer those people to us. There's a very large number of folks who need our assistance, and we rely on this kind of exclusively closed circuit referral system so we can get the help to the people who we know need it most.
Right. And then how can people help you? They want to help, say, veterans specifically, or, you know, Inner City Law Center, if they want to help the programs there, what should they do?
Yeah. The best way to get involved is to head over to innercitylaw.org and sign up for our newsletter. We have all sorts of things that come out in there about initiatives that folks can vote on that would support homeless people in the community getting housed. We also work in conjunction with a lot of other partners that we share through our website and newsletter. Right. We're also on Facebook. People can like us there, and Twitter as well.
Yeah, definitely like Inner City Law Center, because they are helping veterans and so many people who are underserved in the community and in downtown Los Angeles. And then what are some of the other services that you offer? You work with veterans specifically, and then there are other services offered to families, to seniors.
That's right. Yeah, so we offer other free legal services, I mean, particularly in the housing arena. So I mentioned some eviction prevention assistance for very low-income families at risk of losing their homes. We also offer services for folks who are living with HIV/AIDS in the community, as well as services from folks who are maybe living in slum conditions and whose landlords refuse to fix up properties. So we offer a variety of different legal services interventions.
Who are some of the partners that you have? You have some really great partners working with you on the Homeless Veterans Project.
We have some great partners that we work with, including New Directions for Veterans, U.S. Vets, the Volunteers of America Los Angeles, a variety of different organizations that provide kind of the solid intermediate interventions with housing and a path to more permanent housing. And we plug into what their good work and make sure that the veterans who need legal services to really stabilize have them.
So you can even get them into situations where they're in housing, at least transitional or permanent housing, and then they're getting employment options or training.
Yeah, potentially, you know, access to employment options and training and, you know, stable incomes if they need assistance with that, treatment and care through different providers, a whole variety of services.
And do you have any events or anything coming up in the near future that you want to let us know about?
We host an annual luncheon. Typically, we just missed that season. It's usually in June. Mm-hmm. But a great way to find out about events we're hosting is to check out innercitylawcenter.org.
So you can find out about what we've been talking about, the services available, and if you'd like to donate or volunteer, do you take volunteers?
Yes, we do. Yeah.
What's the website again?
Is innercitylaw.org.
And what inspired you, Melissa, to come to Inner City Law?
I was inspired to become a lawyer and particularly serve veterans when I was showed a lot of generosity by the veteran community. When I was in high school, I won a public speaking contest sponsored by a veterans organization, and it generously provided the opportunity for me to go to school and, you know, pursue college.
Yeah,
I felt a strong sense of gratitude toward that community and wanted someday to use my work to repay them in the best way I knew how.
You did. Yeah. And look at what you're doing now for veterans.
Yeah.
It's like you circled back around. You
know,
they helped you and now you're helping. So
an amazing opportunity to be able to work with this community.
That's an incredible story. So generous of you to go ahead and give back to veterans.
Well, thank you.
These men and women in the downtown area, in the Skid Row area, or facing homelessness, you know, they are in great need of help immediately, like the immediate help that you provide to get them services.
Yeah, we have a lot of work ahead of us. We all do. But the community partnerships that we see at Inner City Law Center give us a lot of reason to hope.
And you work also with women veterans. Sometimes they have specific issues or needs that come up.
That's right. Yeah. So many years ago when I started doing this work, we noticed that a lot of women veterans were not getting access to legal services almost at all. A lot of the services were directed more at the male population. So we started the first legal services clinic for women veterans in the nation. We staffed it with other women attorneys to create an environment where women could feel safe. And we have been working in that arena for 7 years now.
That's great. So 7 years, you've been able to specialize in some of the women's needs that come out of the military.
That's correct. That's correct. So we provide all of the same legal services that we offer to our general veteran population, and then some. We find that the women veterans that we have coming into our clinics have a variety of different needs that need to be met, and fortunately, we're able to do that.
That's great. What's the address of Inner City Law Center?
Sure. Inner City Law Center is at 1309 East 7th Street. That's downtown.
All right. Helping people in the community of Los Angeles locally. And in the end, that helps everyone also. So when people are doing better, the community is doing better. So thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Melissa Tyner, she's the director of Homeless Veterans Project at Inner City Law Center, doing great work in the Skid Row area. And thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.